All right, good afternoon, everyone. I'll call the meeting to order. And our first item is, as always, the examination of the last meeting's minutes. We have the minutes from the May 1st meeting were attached with the agenda. I'll make a motion to approve them.
Doug, second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion regarding the minutes? Then, all in favor of approval, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Matt.
Okay. The next item, as always, is an examination of our loans for... And we have...
We got, Mr. Chairman, we got three loans, and they've been approved for public purpose.
Thank you. We've got about
3.9 loans.
I'll second that. Any discussion regarding the loans this time? I just feel like Green County's getting in kind of late for purchasing a snowplow truck now.
I think it's on order for delivery in the fall.
Okay. Anyway, I hope they're getting in late. All right. Then any other discussion? Then I'll call for the vote. I vote aye.
I vote aye.
Man, I vote no.
Okay. Then we've got an update today under old business on the Three Lakes School District land purchase request, and we've got some attachments related to that. Who's going to report on that, please?
I'll do that, Mr. Chairman. This is Jonathan.
Thank you.
We received the appraisal from Compass Land Consultants, and the value was set at $63,000 for the parcel included, complete. I've talked with Schwartzman. Tom and I have talked this over. Oh, and by the way, I immediately called Dr. Carling or emailed him and let him know that the appraisal was in and that was the value, and he sent a thank you back. We've discussed this with staff, and we feel now that we don't need to do a survey and save some money. We think we can mark the back boundary with GPS ourselves. Because the issue of the survey was we wanted to protect ourselves from having them do land grading that would come into our property. We think we can do that adequately with with just a GPS signage. We also determined we don't think we need to get an easement. We've got enough access to the back parcels of land we owned in the area. And so we don't need to do that. And then last, buyer is going to pay one half of the cost of the appraisal, and the appraisal cost was $1,900. There are other issues that aren't in our purview that we just, I don't think we can do anything or should do anything about, and that is the school district has an obligation under statutes to provide, an opportunity for local residents to approve this in either an annual meeting or a special board meeting. And it's pretty clear that that has not happened. But that's their decision, I think. We do require one thing from the school district, and I'll inform Dr. Carling if you give us the green light to go ahead, and that is we require them to have a resolution from their school board stating that this purchase of land is, quote, required for school district uses. That's the statute. So the question I have is do you wish us to proceed and organize this sale through staff and get the paperwork underway? And I think we could set a closing date sometime in July if the school district were ready.
Well, this is Doug. Did you have any reasons why we shouldn't approve it? It sounds like all of your concerns have been alleviated or worked around.
Well, Tom and I, well, let's put it this way. We wouldn't likely be selling this parcel if it were not for a public entity, a school district or municipality, wishing to buy it and asking us to sell it, because it blocks with land we own in the area, Doug. On the other hand, it doesn't have a lot of high-quality timber on it at this stage. It is part of a block, and we did plant some trees. So given that a local school district is asked to buy it, we think that it's part of our duty to be responsive to them.
What are they going to do? Are they going to cut all the trees down and put in some sort of building? I can't remember.
Well, I think 40 acres is a pretty big parcel. What they want to do is create a shooting range, Doug.
Oh, my goodness. They're going to shoot guns there. I forgot that. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I mean, a lot of schools have trap clubs. in Wisconsin, a few.
But they don't own the facility.
They usually don't own the facility?
None of them do.
All right. Tom says none of them own the facility. This would be unusual. Huh. But it is a shooting range, as anticipated.
Well, I guess I think it's a bad idea, but our policy, which I've been aware of for many years now, is if local governments want to do something, it's approved by local government, we say okay. So I guess I'll be quiet.
Well, we can just move on. I don't know if we need a vote on this. I obviously support it, so.
All right, well, just so you
understand,
this, Jonathan, we don't need a vote. You will need a vote to approve this sale at an early meeting, either the next one or the one after it. But what I wanted to get an understanding from the board is that you approve our moving ahead with developing the paperwork and getting the sale all put together for the board's approval and the school district's approval, and asking the school district to give us a resolution meeting the statutory requirement that this property purchase is required for school uses.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve a resolution approving you moving forward to develop that
right.
And start this process going. Is that adequate?
Yeah, we'll just wrap up the process that way, as short as possible time we can do it.
Okay.
It was Matt, I support that.
Resolution, Brad, he said, just sort of our verbal go ahead.
That's right. Well, you can.
Okay. So we got a motion and a second, and I think we might as well just go ahead and vote. I vote to approve it.
So do I.
I'll abstain.
Okay. All right. Then I got to get back to page one again. Then we need to discuss. We've got a conference coming up again for the Western State Land Commissioners. This is, now we talked about this last year, I recall, because part of why we wanted to have our team go last year was in part because we are going to be kind of co-hosting this year. Is that still the case?
That's correct. Do you want to speak to it, Tom?
Go ahead.
I will. We're co-hosting it with Minnesota. The reason we're, quote, co-hosting it is because neither Minnesota nor Wisconsin has a large enough staff to organize something like this without collaborating and cooperating. We are not putting any of our resources, economic resources from the West, from our agency, into this co-hosting, but we will obviously, as part of a conference, have some costs. And I'm estimating the costs for Tom and I to go, and no more than two others, to be as high as $5,000 for the entire conference. Part of our responsibility will be to staff the desks, the registration desks, with two of our staff people. So we intend to rotate through, you know, try and have a couple of our staff people there at all time, and then the others will attend such conference sessions as are applicable to their area of expertise. There's some areas on forestry and extraction and whatnot. You want to elaborate, Tom?
That's a pretty good summary.
All right. So it's sort of an obligation to co-host this, but it isn't costing us any direct money. We're not contributing to underwriting the cost of the conference. It's entirely funded by registration fees and affiliate donations.
I think we've seen time and time again how attendance at these various conferences has helped the team do your work better, and you continue to excel at what you do. So I'll make a motion to approve the attendance at the conference for, and now you want Jonathan and Tom, right?
I would say not to exceed four registrations.
Okay.
That will cover it.
That's what I'll say then, not to exceed four registrations.
Well, this is Doug again, as usual. I think particularly because we're co-hosting it, one of the board members should be there to welcome people, like always happens at these events. The local hosts welcome the people from all the different states. So I think one of the board members should go. If one of the two of you would like to do it, that's good. If not, I think I should do it.
This is Matt. I'm certainly not going.
Yeah, I'm not either. So
we can include that within the four that we're maximizing out, if you wish to, Mr. Chairman. Tom and I are. Let me put it this way: the Western States Conference would like to see us register everybody, but we're going to put our foot down and say we're going to pay for four and no more. And we'll get by with that, we're sure.
Okay. Any other discussion? All right, then I'll call for the vote. I vote aye.
I vote aye.
Matt, I'm a no.
Okay. Then.
Can I add one other element to this, Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
Tom,
this is Matt. Real quick. So is Doug going or not?
Doug is going if he wants to. I guess that's what my sense of this resolution.
All right, well, I'll just say I'm definitely opposed to Doug going in addition to staff, but we can move on.
All right. I just wanted to add that Tom and I are meeting with Eric Shute later this week, and one of the things I'm going to present to him, which I don't think will get anywhere, is that we're going to invite the governor to address this group. At any one of the days that the conference is underway. The Western States Conference is not a liberal group. They're, I would guess, 20 of the 23 states are headed by Republican delegations. And so it might be a venue that the governor would be interested in speaking to. They manage 515 million acres of land and about $140 billion worth of resources.
Wow. I wouldn't attend the conference, but if I could be up there, I would address them. But boy,
that would be great.
What would be the opening Monday morning?
The opening is Sunday night, the 8th, with a little reception at the Duluth Railroad Museum, and then Monday morning, Tuesday morning, and Wednesday morning. Our conference date.
Yeah. Well, as I look at my calendar,
I'll send you the full schedule.
Yeah, I've got things all over the place during that time, so it's not going to work for me, I don't think.
What was it? 2 years ago, the Idaho Attorney General addressed us.
Yep.
Gave a semwinder of a speech on property rights.
Yeah.
So this is Doug. So keep me posted on things. Like I say, I certainly haven't looked at my July schedule, actually, but, you know, this is election time, so we're all running around like crazy people.
Yeah.
But I did mark my calendar for, like, the 8th, 9th, and 10th as possibilities for me to go up there.
Okay, I'll get the agenda to you and you right as well, Doug.
Okay. All right. Any future agenda items anyone wants to talk about? Okay. And then we have the Executive Secretary's report. Jonathan?
Yeah, I'm just going to confine myself to calling your attention to the financial report and the transaction report that we provided you and answer any questions, or Rich would answer them. It's kind of a lengthy end-of-the-month summary. And I guess one point I'd make is that, when interest rates go up, our bond portfolio value goes down. And whereas at the beginning or end of last year, we had about $9 million to the positive on capital gains, now we're about $8 million to the negative on capital gains, capital losses on paper with our bond portfolio. That's not to be alarmed at, because we hold the bonds until we sell them at maturity, and we're earning the interest that we're contracted for. On the other hand, our equity portfolio is up a little bit. In 2 weeks, it went up $300,000. So the report shows that negative $47,000 is actually up $334,000 as of yesterday. So we don't pay too much attention to the ups and downs of these particular portfolios, so much as we pay attention to the yield that we're achieving by the investments we've made, and all of those are holding as we expected.
Well, that makes sense. I looked it over. I only have one clarification. Under the bond listing, you list bonds from municipal school districts. So we purchase school bonds in addition to making school loans, correct?
That's right.
I always forget about that. When we buy a school bond, we don't necessarily approve that the way we approve a loan, do we?
The board had given staff prior authority for purchasing bonds.
That's right. So the fact that those schools have bonds sort of surprised me at first, thinking we hadn't approved that, but now you've clarified what I remember. Thank you.
Yeah, Doug, you have us within certain parameters of the quality of the bonds and their ratings, and we have to follow that before making an investment.
This is Matt, real quick. I just sent you an email. It got bounced back because Vicky's not in there. I don't know if you had saw it, but can you send me a little more? Do we know anything more about these WIDA things that you're trying to close on, or have we closed on? And one of those loans, and can you explain that 5% loss thing?
Yes, why don't I have Tom do that,
unless you
want Rich to do it.
Rich do it.
All right.
I don't exactly know what you mean by the 5% loss.
I do it. That's the they assume 5% of the risk.
Oh,
the downside.
Excuse me.
That's a protection for us.
Right. Matt, we anticipate closing on this deal later in the week. There's still a few items that Tom and the attorneys are going through, so it's not set in stone yet. But one of the items in the bonds that will provide us some additional protection is that if any of these loans go bad, WIDA is going to guarantee us 5% of the entire transaction amount. And so assuming that it's $25 million, you know, WIDA is assuming the first $1.25 million of losses that we would take. Now, what you have to do is know that the history of these loans is excellent. They very rarely, if ever, take a loss on them. But this is just some additional protection that we wanted to see because it's the first one of these deals that we've done.
Okay. Well, this kind of piggybacks off the Doug question. I mean, the school municipal bonds and, you know, the state bonds we do. Are these bonds that we could sell very easily or no, these WIDA loan bonds?
They do. We have put in the transaction some effort to maintain liquidity so that we can sell them in the future, but we anticipate holding them to maturity.
They're not
necessarily as portable as our farm credit bonds and so forth.
Correct. They're not as liquid as agency securities or even municipal bonds because they haven't been structured in the same manner, but they do have some liquidity, and if we needed to sell them at some point in the future, we could do that. We just don't anticipate the need to do that.
All right, Jonathan, you saw my email, just send it back, and that's fine.
All right, I'm sorry I missed it. I was not looking at Vicky's emails. Did you send it to me as well?
Well, I think I CC'd you.
All right, I'll find it then. And I think I missed an email. All right, very good.
All right.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order?
Nope.
Then I'll move to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Matt.
Goodbye, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
What is your...